This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, July 1st. God's word to you today is, listen up. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12, from the New King James Version, and it says, "Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." When you were dressing up this morning, if what dominated your thoughts and influenced your choice of what to wear was, "Are they going to like this dress?" then you are struggling with the spirit of rejection. And I pray that Jesus will set you free. Even when God sets us free, we have to be on guard. God delivered me from the spirit of rejection a long time ago. Recently, my wife dropped me off at the place where I go to play golf. After the game, I needed to get a ride home, so I launched a mobile app and requested for a ride. When the car was a minute from where I was, the driver called and said she had to go, that she could no longer pick me up. When the call ended, I felt what I used to feel over a decade ago, before the deliverance happened. Even taxis are rejecting you. Nobody loves you. It was as if the feeling was enveloping me again. If you had seen me that day, you probably would have wondered what was wrong with me. But with spiritual things, you have to dramatize. I called the spirit by name, dealt with it in the name of Jesus, and it left. I did not feel it again. This is me. I have been pastoring for years. I am not saying that I'm better than you, but perhaps a little bit ahead spiritually, and I can still struggle with those things. The point is this. We are men of like passions. Everyone that has been unstoppable must combat and overcome the deep-seated feeling of inferiority and inadequacy. Everyone that will be unstoppable must combat and overcome these internal showstoppers. Craig Gershall says, "When we are obsessed with what people say about us, we forget what God says about us. God says you are loved. You are the apple of his eyes. There is no condemnation for you in Christ Jesus. And no one can snatch you from his hands. Do not forget that." The second principle is what the Holy Spirit taught me. You hold on to the word until you hear his voice. Are you stressed? Are you struggling with self-doubt, or is it the feeling of rejection? What is the internal showstopper that is confronting you? Hold on to his word until you hear his voice. What has he said about that situation? Hold on to it. Stand in front of the mirror and prophesy it over your life. The struggle will continue until you break through. You break through when you hear his voice. Hearing his voice is like having the substance of what you're believing God for. Hearing God's voice silences every doubt, puts everything at rest, and gives you the peace that surpasses all understanding, even in the midst of the storm. Let us pray. Father, thank you for making me unstoppable. I will crush every showstopper, and I receive the power to prevail. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.